Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday, final segment of the program on this fantastic Saturday afternoon. Starting to feel finally like spring. Great weather out here in Salt Lake City. Hope all of you are having a fantastic weekend. Look, I know it's stressful. The uncertainty with the coaching search brings some fear and worry. But don't worry, Cougar Nation. It's all going to work out. Trust me. It'll all be fine. BYU's going to be okay going forward. It always works out. It always does. So enjoy your weekend this weekend. Want to give a shout-out, BYU softball. What a win yesterday. The Cougs took down the Oklahoma Sooners 9-4 in Norman. First win over a top-five team since 2014 when they took down number 2 Tennessee. Congrats to them. Some football news coming up next week. Post-spring transfer portal window. That opens up next week. And I know you're probably thinking, oh, here we go. Here's the transfer portal. It's coming up full steam ahead. More change on the horizon for BYU sports. It will be interesting to see how much change does happen. But I would not expect much for the proven names, the guys that are atop the depth chart. I would expect a lot of continuity. There's always that possibility there could be a surprise entry into the portal, as we saw last year with Cody Epps. But, you know, even Jay Hill said that he doesn't expect much change. And Aaron Roderick, I think, feels the same way. I think most of the guys that if they do enter the portal, it'll be a case of they're buried in the depth chart and they want to go play. BYU's got to add a few players, I think, particularly on the defensive line. So those are going to be areas of focus for BYU. They got to add some offensive linemen as well. But I don't think this is going to be a post-spring portal window that's like last year where every week you're seeing a new name added, you're seeing a handful of guys leaving. I don't think it's going to be as crazy, but there will be some attrition as you just grow to expect. Basketball front with the portal, that closes on May 1st. So there's still a lot of time between now and then for players to enter that portal. But with the uncertainty of BYU basketball's head coaching search, players need some answers because time is ticking. You know, teams are starting to put together their rosters for next year. Getting their plan A, plan B's in order. Players want to know what options they got out there if they want to leave and go to the portal. So it'll be an eventful week. I got some stuff for projects working on as well, but the top priority is this BYU basketball coaching search, and we will be following every step of the way. Honestly, to me, BYU needs to get this search done this week. Midweek, ideally. And that would go against the grain of what BYU does, where typically it's like 14 to 16 days after you lose a coach. That's when you're announcing a coach. That takes a long time. That is difficult for BYU, and you hope that Holmo and Santiago, they understand the urgency. I do believe that, and I do see that. But can they get Salt Lake to kind of push forward faster? That's going to be a critical piece for BYU moving forward. If you missed any part of this program, subscribe to the podcast, Cougar Sports Saturday. Also, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast as well. Leave 5-star ratings and reviews. It helps out those shows a ton. You can get those on the KSL Sports app. And again, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with all the latest on the BYU basketball coaching search and so much more in the world of BYU athletics. Enjoy your Saturday. Talk to you next time here on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's powered by KSL Sports.